League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you. Brett's on the phone. And here we go on this Tuesday morning. A lot of stuff flying around the Texas, Lance. A lot of stuff. What do we want to do? Christian Wilkins, that seems. Hassan Reddick is a thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people talking about that. A lot of people talking about, obviously, Saquon Barkley. That's the one that a lot of people are.
I don't think that's happening.
I don't either. I think Motor is probably going to be the guy.
Well, they have a plan. I don't think it's just Motor, but it's
yeah.
They have a plan.
Motor and whatever else.
But I think that they recognize, you know, so in my mock draft that officially released yesterday, I had the Texans traded up for Quinyon Mitchell. I think the Texans will draft either corner or defensive end, unless they want to get froggy and jump up and get Byron Murphy. I mean, if Byron Murphy falls past 14, that would be great. But that's still a long way to jump up. It's going to cost you a lot of draft capital. And Nick Caserio is not afraid to move up in a draft. You know, typically, we know what he did last year. I think that was a thing for, you know, I think that was a team effort where they said, look, if we do this with the quarterback, and I think that was a late decision, if we do this, then we're going to get your guy. We're going to get your guy, D'Amico. And so I think that's what happened. I don't know that he's just going to keep moving up in the first round. He moves up in all the other rounds, so he's not afraid to do that. But I think because they're a little closer than we expected, I think he might, if the right player's there on the board, I think he might make a move up the board to go get a guy they love, whether it's a pass rusher, a cornerback, maybe Byron Murphy, but I just think he's just going to go too high. I don't think you really have a chance at that. You know, would you look at Brock Bowers if he were starting to slide? I don't think he gets past the Bengals, but if he did, would you look at a Brock Bowers?
Oh, sure.
He's a unique weapon. He's not a good blocker. Forget
anytime,
what you hear about it.
Well, you're at 23, but you have to move up. But anytime you get the best player at a position,
yeah. You're
doing good.
Yeah. So that's my thought, is that he gives you another weapon.
Yeah.
He gives you another weapon. If you think back to the San Francisco model, you know, the comps on him are a combination of George Kittle and Dallas Clark. So George Kittle's a better blocker than Dallas. I mean, than
well, look how the Chiefs are winning. Look how the Patriots won with Gronk.
Yeah,
tight end could be a huge weapon.
So he didn't have the size of Gronk, but he does have the size of Kittle.
Yeah.
He does have the size of Kittle. So that's something we never talk about, but I think that's one of those interesting player available that really sets your offense up, because you still have two really good receivers.
Look, you're already doing stuff nobody else is doing. That's why you're a trendsetter. Nobody else is talking about Brock Bowers to the Texans because it's ridiculous. But you aren't afraid to do that.
I'm not afraid to do the ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I don't call it ridiculous.
Well, that's a word that I'm trying to use. But so Azeez Al-Shaair.
It's not going to catch on.
Azeez Al-Shaair. There's one guy that's being talked about.
Linebacker, D'Amico. 49ers. D'Amico knows him. Position you need.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to Tennessee last year, right? He was with Tennessee. But D'Amico did coach him in coached him in San Francisco, and then Frankie Louvu, from the not only was D'Amico a great player, but he also had the elite tandem of Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw in San Francisco.
Who are you talking about right now?
Louvu's versatility as a pass rusher could go a long way in revamping Oh, this is the Titans defensive front that they're talking about.
Right, right.
It looks like, there's so many possibilities out there. You've got them moving up and getting Quinyon Mitchell, how was that received? How was your
positively
mock draft received
positively
overall?
Anytime you trade up, fans like it.
Yeah.
Especially for a guy who just ran 4.3 at the combine. Texans fans liked the mock draft. Bears fans loved it with Odunze being there at 9. Or actually, they traded back the Bears and still got Odunze at like whatever, 12. I had a hard time.
You had the Broncos going up and getting McCarthy.
Getting McCarthy. Broncos fans are so-so on that. The fans that were the maddest at me were Patriots fans didn't. Well, they were kind of up and down on the. Oh. Well, the fans that were most mad were the Marvin Harrison Jr. fans. Were Buckeye fans. Buckeye fans were the most. And they typically get the maddest in a mock draft.
Well, or West Virginia fan.
West Virginia fan gets furious. But I had Marvin Harrison Jr. pass by Malik Nabers. I had Malik Nabers going 4 to Arizona and Marvin Harrison Jr. going 5, where he had 2 games against Harbaugh. One was for 118 yards and one was for 120. So I don't think Harbaugh would pass on Marvin Harrison Jr. People did not love that I had Malik Nabers. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, but for some people it's new. So they were like, what? This is the first time I've ever seen this. Like, well, you're very used to seeing it. Unless I think Harrison goes before him, I'm not changing it. If I think he's going to go before him, then I'll change it because I want to get the mock right at the end. But it was generally... I mean, I was terrible, and I was was some general bad stuff, but it was actually, I don't know what I'm doing with Green Bay Packers. They don't take interior offensive linemen, and they may be right. Some of the draft trends, I know they don't typically take wide receivers in the first, but apparently they never would take an interior offensive lineman first. But my answer to those people were, well, they did today, and I hit send.
They... Right here. Why wouldn't they? Well, why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
If he's the best player available.
Yeah. I get it. But the problem is there's certain positions, like you run out of gas at pass rush. Once you get past the top 4, you kind of run out of some gas. You can't just say, we need pass rush. Well, it ain't. I'm just telling you, it ain't going to be there if you miss out on Chop.
Did you have the Patriots drafting differently with Elliott in charge now?
I had him taking Drake May. I just had him taking quarterback. The rumor is they could look at Baker Mayfield because Elliott has a background with him in Cleveland when he was on the staff when they drafted him. So the rumor is, okay, well, he could take Baker Mayfield if the price was right and then could trade and do that so that they can, as a bridge quarterback, because maybe they don't love, whoever the quarterbacks are, and then take, if you took that quarterback there, then they could take then they could trade back out of 3, catch a big bucket of picks, and then start refilling their roster. So you get Baker instead of going Drake May or Jaden Daniels, which you have questions with both of those guys. You go Baker, who has NFL experience, and you add more draft picks. So you build out your roster faster. You build out your roster faster, and then over the next two to 3 years, you get a look at quarterback then. I don't know if they'll ever draft as high as 3 again. That's the question. But so that's one of the rumors that are out there. The Browns aren't doing – I mean, the Bears are locked into what they're doing. They're going to be Caleb Williams. I did hear that Washington didn't love the quarterbacks in their interviews with them, that they didn't love any of the quarterbacks. That came from another team that had spoken with somebody who was – and they're like, we don't really love the quarterbacks who we talk to. And I thought that was interesting, but I don't think they pass on quarterback here.
They can't pass on
quarterback. I just don't think they
There's
do. I mean,
no way.
They could roll with Sam Howell again. I guess if the package is good enough, you could say, you know what? We will look at – we'll just kick the quarterback decision down the road. We'll just have another year where we're not as good and look at quarterback next year. Because once you get all that draft capital, if you get enough draft capital, you've got the firepower to get where you want to get next year. So – it'd be interesting. I just did quarterback, 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 receiver, receiver, pretty standard stuff.
How many people suggested Russell Wilson to the Texans? Anybody?
Nobody.
Not anybody.
Nobody.
Huh.
Actually, nobody's excited about Russell Wilson in the NFL to their team. He is now at the Matt Ryan stage.
I think that if you are a team that is, you know, and you don't get into the top three or you don't get the McCarthys, and Michael Penix, okay. You know what? If I took a Michael Penix, and I wouldn't mind a Russell Wilson.
Let me tell you why Russell Wilson has become interesting. I was reading articles on this about how much, you know, they have to eat a lot of cap space. The Broncos are getting murdered.
Yes, $85 million.
Yeah, no, they only have to pay $39 million.
Yeah, but $85 million in cap over the next 2 years. Yes, it's the largest cap hit in the history of the world.
I thought it was just they only had to pay this year.
No, was the only $85 million in cap space, the largest in NFL history.
Okay,
and it's double the most the next two.
You sound pretty sure about that.
Yes, I'm very sure.
Because I was reading that, well, maybe they meant they would just cost $39 million this year, but it's an enormous hit. It's an enormous hit for him. Oh, no. They avoid, by doing this before March 12th, they avoid his guarantee. That's what it was. They avoided $39 million guaranteed next year, cash. So that's what it was. They had to do it before March 12th. But yeah, there it is. It's right there.
$85 million cap hit. $85. And they do have to pay him the $39
million. No, it doesn't vest until... It doesn't vest until the guarantee doesn't vest until a cap hit's different. It doesn't vest until March 12th. So they may have to pay him something else. But I was reading the article on this. I said, okay, they're for sure going to release him. And then I started thinking about where Russell could go. Do you know that Russell Wilson's talking about playing for league minimum? Because he's going to get paid,
yeah.
Right? The guarantee that he has coming to him, he still has money coming to him. He still has guaranteed. See, I think it's $39.39, but then he had. If I remember correctly, it was a $10 million. They had $5 million each year for a roster bonus, which he's not going to be on the roster. So that's how you get. That's how you shave off the $10 million. But Russell is going to be getting paid. So he's talking about playing for league minimum.
Yeah.
So you could end up getting Russell Wilson for. Now, that's great. Is it worth it, though? Because if you're doing it, he's obviously just a bridge quarterback. Can he still win for you? Does it matter? The teams picking him up probably aren't good teams, right? Like, who's more likely? Who would be willing to pick him up? Would it be the Giants to compete with Daniel Jones and then they don't go quarterback at six? Would it be, I mean, God, who wants Russell Wilson?
Well, here's the deal. Again, okay, let's say you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback. You don't have one of the top, or you have even J.J. McCarthy, or you have Michael Penix, or you have whatever team grabs one of those guys and isn't sure about that they can start right away in the NFL, you grab Russell Wilson.
Right, but give me the team that doesn't already have a veteran who would play the Russell
Raiders.
Wilson part. Maybe, yeah, maybe, although Aiden O'Connell might. Go look at Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, well, okay.
Aiden O'Connell actually, I think, might outperform Russell Wilson.
Tennessee.
Yeah, but they want to get Levis on the field.
Yeah, they want to get Levis on the field.
I mean, it'd be a good backup.
It would be a good backup,
but you'd have fans. The problem is you'd have, like, would you want that? Would you want Russell Wilson
there
for fans?
I think the Falcons will probably get one.
I can't see the Falcons could do that still. They could go Russell Wilson. It'd be another bridge situation and then draft best available, but...
What if the Steelers don't get Justin Fields?
Just have Mason, Kenny Pickett, and Russ?
Well, no, they could even draft a Penix or.
Oh
yeah,
yeah, but then they're playing Kenny Pickett, and then you. I don't.
How about
think,
the Giants?
That's why I mentioned them. Yeah. You could put them in. Yeah, the Giants are one kind of makes sense because you at least give Daniel Jones. You have him as a backup. Who cares? You're used to static in New York. So as there's a quarterback controversy, who cares? Either Daniel Jones wins the job, or if you need to go to Russ, you go to Russ. You kick the quarterback position down the, you know, down the street. What about trading Daniel Jones and adding a quarterback and adding Russ? Would Daniel Jones have any value at all? Who would be interested in Daniel Jones?
What would you get for Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones could be interesting with
third.
I think he'd be interesting actually with the Falcons, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess probably a third.
Yeah.
Third.
I mean, I don't know if I do much more than that.
I don't either. He's got a heavy contract, but you can also get out of his contract after this year. It's actually not a bad contract for the team. He gets out, you can get out early. So that's one of the things. So I may be willing to give him a third and just see, because when he walks, if you let him walk as a free, well, no, he can't walk as a free agent, you have to cut him. But I might say, hey, let's take a third rounder if we're Atlanta, and let's see what he can do. And then if you can't get Justin Fields or whoever, Kirk Cousins supposedly is the guy they really want, but I don't see Kirk getting out of Minnesota. I think he'll keep playing the game. I've got, when we come back, I actually have an agent who sent me free agent totals. They work with team sources, this agent does, to come up with free agent numbers for the dollar numbers per year for every free agent. And we'll go through some of these that they've compiled. This is a really, I've never seen this before, and they sent this to me, and this is a really interesting chart. And I'll go through the numbers on some of the guys that we're talking about for the Texans and see what you think about them.
All right, so I got to talk right now about my man Kent Jones over at Dream Rate. So here's the deal is we don't know. I don't know anything. When I bought a couple of, me and Wendy, we bought a couple of houses already, and I just showed up, okay? Okay, so somebody's going to take care of the mortgage. Yeah, okay, whatever. Somebody's going to take care of the title and everything else. You don't understand. You can literally save thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars when you are buying a house. This is happening every single day. Kent Jones does this every single day. He is saving people all of this money. Look, if you're in the market for a home right now, you need a mortgage comp. You need a mortgage broker because he's going to work harder, and especially Kent Jones. Here's the deal. He's smaller. All of these big mortgage houses and what they are just – they're killing it. You know why they're killing? Because they're just flying people through there. Kent says, I can take maybe about eight on at a time, and that's about it because I work them so – he works it so hard. He can hack these things and save you, find ways to save you here, save you there. He is actually going to work for you. He does this every single day. 713-520-LOAN. 713-520-LOAN. This is the number that you call. Easy to get to, 975loans.com as well. You don't have to have a Social Security card to figure out how much you're going to pay. He can give you an estimate of how much you'll pay every month without your Social Security number. You don't want to get dinged. Listen, I'm telling you, if you're going to try to buy a house, this is a guy that you need to talk to now. 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. All right, so you left us. You wanted to do something on the other side. But you want to do something
I'm
else.
I'm watching something with Sydney Sweeney now, so we'll just
that,
do
why
it.
Why is that? She's trending today for some reason. Is there a reason Sydney Sweeney is trending today?
She should probably trend every day.
Why is Sydney Sweeney trending?
I mean, she still remains very attractive, but I don't know what she would have done between
now. Saturday night?
Between that, from now. I mean, there will be a picture that shows up that gets people riled up, I guess, but I don't think she's done anything since Saturday night.
No, but on my Twitter
matter.
Feed,
it's a good run.
Yeah, she's it's a yeah,
it's a good run.
Yeah,
but mostly just people posting the same memes of her.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look, she took that picture 2 weeks ago. It still doesn't matter. It shows up on the timeline and people go nuts.
I thought she was the one. She the one that did some risque scene in Euphoria, Dell.
Yes, she was nude in Euphoria.
I told you.
That's terrible. We have to stop that.
I was going
to
be honest with you. I hope she gets married like Cameron Diaz, disappears, never comes back, so we just don't have to be assaulted with this stuff.
She's assaulting your eyes.
She's assaulting my eyes. I didn't ask to be assaulted by like these that. Pictures like this.
No. You know, you could always mute.
My eyes, my choice.
You could mute the term Sydney Sweeney. You'd never have to see it. Since you're so concerned.
I mean, John almost spit that out. I hit him with my eyes, my choice.
My eyes, my choice. You don't have any choice.
You don't.
Because if when she's on the screen, like, hey, those guys are out there. She's bringing the guns out, okay? She ain't. I mean, there's a.
It's nothing. It's an intentional move.
She is. It is assault. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I am right about it. There could be
charges pressed.
I didn't choose the game. The game chose me.
My eyes, my choice.
And that game.
So what did you want to talk about in this?
So I had an agent send me a list, a spreadsheet of free agent values that his agency has compiled for their expectations
All right.
for players. Now, what position should we start at?
Let's start at wide receiver.
All right. Let's start at wide the position.
We already got 25, 26, 26 million for Mike Evans.
Position.
Did that set the market? 26 is, and nobody's going to get more than that this offseason.
The wide receiver?
Yeah.
I think that probably did.
Yeah. T. Higgins, if he's traded, he could come to a contract agreement with somebody, but I don't think he'll get more than Mike Evans.
Where is it? Where's my wide receivers?
Oh, well.
Well, let me just start at a different position.
Okay.
You know what?
Let's defensive end.
How about I start at safety?
Safety.
Would you like a safety?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
That'll be cheaper.
Safety would be good, right? Petrie is not a classic safety, so.
Jimmy Ward is back. You know that.
I mean, for how long?
When you mean classic safety, do you mean
somebody who tackles?
Is that what you mean by
who can play back?
Being the last line of defense who can tackle?
He's not great playing backwards. Right. So you have Antoine Winfield, $16 million. I love Antoine Winfield too much. Xavier McKinney, $14 million. Kyle Duggar, who is a former Patriot but plays too much like Petrie, is interesting at $13 million. Micah Hyde is older. But maybe you want to do a 2-year deal with Micah Hyde. You're going with another older safety. That's a $6 million deal. There's a veteran. He's been on some good teams. Micah Hyde at $6 million is kind of interesting to me. And after that, I'm like Jordan Whitehead with the Jets, $5 million would be a guy I might consider. They say Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's too much of a pain in the ass. I think we've just about capped out there. Quarterback, just because this is interesting, I think. What do you think the number is that they are anticipating on Kirk Cousins? Probably going to be a short-term deal. 1 to 2 years is my guess.
Kirk Cousins, the two-year deal would probably be in the $62 million range. 2 years.
$40 million per year.
Okay, that's too much for me.
Yeah. What do you think Baker Mayfield is?
Baker Mayfield is probably more like 55.
$30 million per year. This is a per year, so we'll play your
we'll pay yours,
and then Gardner Minshew and Ryan Tannehill, which I would say Tannehill or Minshew could be interesting bridge quarterbacks as well. It's just that Russell Wilson could play for damn near free.
Yeah, I don't
know. They're $10 million apiece.
Are you really going to get Gardner Minshew to be the guy that steps in? I guess if you get a young quarterback, then you could get like Russell Wilson. You could have him step in. But how are you satisfying your fan base if you go Gardner Minshew is our guy this year?
Well, you're not going to satisfy your fan base. Are you making a decision that you think is best for your team?
All right, I'm going to say
I think Gardner played better than Russ. Well, Russ actually played okay last year.
Okay, Gardner $18 million a year,
$10 million a year,
ten.
All right, linebackers. Patrick
Queen played better than $10 million a year.
Who, Gardner?
Year. Gardner.
Yeah, but he's no answer. Like, you're still a backup. Yeah, you don't have any leverage. It used to be $3 million a year. Good backups used to be 3-year, $9 million deal. It's now $10
million
for a good
backup. Kyle Orton went to, he went to six.
He got that much? But he was starting with the Bears.
No, I'm talking about when he went to the Cowboys.
Oh, God, I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
What a dark time. Right before Dak. Had to be.
Or right when. Yeah.
No, Dak took over for Tony Romo.
It was for Tony?
Oh, that's right.
Dak took over for Tony. Tony was hurt, I think, and then they went to Dak, and then Tony had to leave.
Patrick Queen, $11 million per year.
Oh, I like Patrick Queen for 11.
Aziz Al-Shaair, $10
million. He's tied to the Texans.
Mm-hmm. Tied to D'Amico.
That's a bit much for a linebacker, right?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, those are the top two guys. Then you've got Jordan Brooks at $8 million, Frankie Louvu at $8 million, Devin White at $8 million, Drew Tranquil at $8 million, Willie Gay at $5
million. Devin White's less than, that's interesting.
I mean, there's some
he's
value
a, he's getting
here.
Up there now.
Listen to this now. Willie Gay, $5 million. Josie Jewell, too slow, $5 million. Kenneth Murray, doesn't do enough, $5 million. Levante David, old, $5 million. Blake Cashman, $4 million. Would you keep Blake Cashman,
or would you
target one of those?
I like those Blake at four, but I wouldn't mind getting another guy.
Get two linebackers.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, Christian Harris has to stay on the field, right? And secondly, why not three?
You could do Blake. Yeah, it's interesting. I think
why not Blake and Devin White?
I think that very well could be one of the positions they look at.
Yeah.
I think that very well could be a position to look at. Wide receivers, for some reason, these are really low. Has everyone been taken off with
Perriman's
the tag?
Perriman's still here, right? Perriman's got another year, right?
Oh, wait, this is in reverse order. That's why. So they have Mike Evans at $23 million. What did he get?
No, he got 26, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay, so he got more. They had T. Higgins at 20. They've got Calvin Ridley, 17.
Mm-mm.
Michael Pittman, 17. I think he stays with the Colts. Gabe Davis, 12. What I was told is, Gabe Davis thinks very highly of himself. Like, Gabe Davis believes he's a one, like has a chance to be a one and needs the ball more. I don't know if that bothers me or not, but for $12 million, I think he actually would be decent in this offense. And the way that they run the scheme, Gabe Davis is kind of intriguing to me because he's another guy who gets vertical. Mm-hmm. So Gabe Davis would be interesting, a little bit linear. Odell Beckham Jr., $10 million. How is this guy still commanding this kind of money?
Mm-mm.
This is crazy. No one's going to pay him that. Marquise Brown, don't care. Tyler Boyd, too slow. Curtis Samuel, Darnell Mooney, we've already got a skinny guy. Devin Duvernay, straight line guy. Donovan Peoples-Jones,
Mooney
no.
coming home, what would you pay him?
Darnell Mooney?
Yeah.
Well, their number is $7
million. But he's
another 170-pound guy.
That's all right.
We can't have a team full of tinies.
Yeah, we can.
You don't want, we coined this on the Mopes and Mape show yesterday. You don't want an itty bitty wide receiver committee?
Oh, I can't believe you came up with that.
Itty bitty wide receiver committee.
Because we were discussing like Xavier Worthy or A.D. Mitchell.
Is this what we can expect on your show?
I mean,
bangers like
IBWRC.
I mean, you could expect it yesterday. Yeah.
Itty-bitty-WRC.
Yeah, itty-bitty-wide-receiver committee.
Kendrick Bourne, who played in San Francisco and had some success there, $5 million. Another slow guy, though. Noah Brown, $3 million. Josh Reynolds, $2 million. So those are some
Josh
wide
Reynolds,
receivers.
Hold the
now,
ball.
Dalton Schultz. What do you think, Dalton Schultz? This is what this numbers, in case you're joining us, this is
they
what
got him 12?
This is what an agency came up with anticipated.
12?
They got $10
million. 10? I think it's going to be higher than that.
Could be. Noah Fant, 9. Hunter Henry, 9. Austin Hooper, 6. Colby Parkinson, 6. Gerald Everett, 5. Gesicki, only a pass catching, 4. Josh Jacobs, 11. Saquon Barkley, 10. So here's the thing that I heard over the weekend. The running backs would be smart. Any kind of tag that's offered to them, they should take. Because if you, except for the fact, because their average per year is going to be lower than the tag. But you do get multiple year. So Saquon Barkley, 10. Derrick Henry, 10. Josh Jacobs, 11. This is their anticipated. Then you have DeAndre Swift, who, I'm telling you now, DeAndre Swift is a fit for the Texans. DeAndre Swift is a discounted Josh Jacobs. He's just kind of is a little bit of a pain, and he has some injury issues. He's a good pass catcher. Ran the ball well last year. Played in some zone scheme in college at $7 million. He's really, really interesting. Would you consider Antonio Gibson at $4
million? Yeah.
To go with Motor? I would, too.
I would, too. Yeah.
I would, too. Yeah. You're capable. Yep. Both guys can catch the football.
Yeah, I think they're similar.
Like that.
I think they're pretty similar.
I think you're better at running back if you do that.
Two cast-offs from teams that didn't run the ball well, but yep. You know what? Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Devin Singletary, his number?
What do they got him at, 5?
3.
Nah, he's going to be more than that.
Well, he's a backup still.
Well, if he comes back here, he was 2.5 here.
He'll have to take what they give him more than likely. Like, that's the problem is everyone knows he's not who you want as a number one. So how much how much.
Yeah, but he might get more. He showed he had value.
What was Eckler? I would say he gets four. Austin Eckler, six. Can you believe that? We live in a world where you could get Austin Eckler for $6 million.
Right. 7:30, yes.
I mean, maybe you. What about Derrick Henry? I mean, it's a short term, and he could fall off the map at any time, but he's a pure outside zone runner who can bang. You got Motor as a wiggle guy. You got Derrick Henry as the hammer. Would you consider Derrick Henry?
What is it?
$10 million a year. Two-year, $21 million deal.
I'm not interested.
You're not interested in Derrick Henry?
Not interested in that. Not in 2 years, 21, no.
But you're interested in Josh Jacobs. Interested in DeAndre Swift? I am.
Yeah.
And Antonio Gibson?
Yeah,
I am. There's some guys on here. Gus Edwards, he's hurt too often, but A.J. Dillon, I'd consider him.
No, that's a banger.
Dell's guy, DJ Dallas, $2 million.
No, why is he my guy?
Because he went to Miami.
He's a special teamer.
Kyahmie Fairbairn, $5 million a year.
Well, he was four last year.
Top rated. He and Chase McLaughlin, the two highest rated guys.
Yeah.
And then Justin Matabuike, $23
million. Today's the last 22. Day to tag.
Yeah, today's
looks last. Like today is
Matabuike, 23. Christian Wilkins, 22. Yes, and yes. Leonard Williams, 17. Yes. All three of those guys I'm looking at. Yep. All three. And I'm paying one of them.
Well, and if they sign them, you're going to do a shot of tequila?
Yeah, I will. Okay. I'll take my Maestro to Bell because I will do a shot. Now, as a grown person, I could just have a sipping tequila, pour a nice two-finger, and that's a pretty sporty pour if you got fat fingers. You're going to have a pretty sporty pour of Maestro to Bell. But I can promise you this, with Maestro Dobel, you're going to get a smooth tequila. It is distilled properly, is aged properly, all the impurities are gone. It is a premium tequila at a very reasonable price. And whatever your favorite tequila is, Reposado, there's a lot of people who are big Reposado fans. I was talking to who's my guy? MJD is a big Reposado guy. You've got your Añejo, which is even smoother in my opinion. You got a Cristalino, which blends three different tequilas. They charcoal filter it for clarity, and then they age it in such a way that you have a clear tequila that is unbelievably smooth, and you are going to absolutely love it. Just a hint of sweetness on the back end. This is for the person who loves the tequila, whether it's in your cocktail or whether it's a sipping tequila. This is a brand that you are going to absolutely love. They're getting bigger and bigger in the States. And I'm telling you, I have not heard a complaint once from anyone who's purchased a bottle of Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, grab yourself a bottle, take a picture, send it to me. I'll shout you out on the radio. It's Maestro Dobel.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 737 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've got some calls in here. David wants to talk about Russell Wilson. Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen up. You know, I think Russell Wilson is probably the best bargain in the draft at this point. It's $1.5 million to get him. And I heard you guys talking, like, especially Lance, as if he's not worthy of being on a team. And I don't even like Kyle Hurd, typically, Colin Carter. But he did a little thing I saw where Russell's stats over the last two seasons with the horrible coaching he's had measured up to, like, four or five guys in the league who is praised every day. And I know one of them was Justin Herbert, the guy down in Tampa Bay, the one in Jacksonville. And his stats are almost identical. I think we get on a narrative sometimes where the media makes a guy seem like he's horrible, and he's a two-time Super Bowl participant.
No, he was great. And Russell Wilson was great back when. Look, Russell Wilson.
No. He's talking about the last 2 years. And actually, his stats last year weren't bad.
They're not bad, but the points per game is still unbelievably low. This is what the stats don't tell you. Go show what he did in the red zone. Didn't convert for touchdowns. Go show what he did at the end of in close and late. Didn't convert. Like Russell Wilson's biggest issues, he was much better last year. His biggest issues is he's not doing what he used to do. He used to be a dynamic playmaker, and he's not anymore.
I wish he was. 3,000 yards, 26-8.
3,000 is not a big deal. 4,000 is what you 4,000 like. 26-8 is that's good.
That's good.
It looks good. Yeah, I mean it looks good. Now go look at their record. And go look at how he performed and go look at what his teammates Did you, David, did you see when his teammates yelled at him two different times? Like, guys are yelling at him on the sideline, his own teammates.
Well, okay, well, listen. First of all, we still talk 1.5 million. That's the big point I'm making.
Oh, no, I love that. I love that.
You get this guy. But another thing, I'm going to let you guys go. Another thing is the word on the street, don't ask me how I know, is that they say the Denver Broncos and Peyton was trying to get him to react to all the silliness they was doing so they could try to void his contract and make him do something detrimental to the team when they was berating him on the sideline and trying to get him to give back money after a five-game winning streak and be, you know, it was stupid stuff. I just think the guy is still a decent player, and if he get with the right team, he can still play. It's not like he's 40 years old.
No, I've been a huge Russell Wilson fan. I think he was an elite quarterback at a time where people were not counting him as an elite quarterback, because he really, at one point, once Beast Mode was gone, once Lynch was gone, Russell was performing at an incredible level. It was just absolutely incredible. But that level has really deteriorated very, very quickly from the second half of 2020. He's just not been the same guy. Some of the stats look okay, but Russell Wilson is not winning games. He was 6-8 in 2021 as a starter, 4-11 the next year, 7-8. He's had, after having no losing seasons, he's had three losing seasons, and his offenses in all 3 years were not good. I'd say he and Hackett were a bad, bad match. But Russell also played poorly in his first year with Denver. He played poorly. I just don't recognize that Russell Wilson. He was better this year, but got yelled at by his defensive players. Like, I don't think the defensive players were trying to set him up. They were pissed at him. And I saw that, and most people have kind of, he would not have lost his contract if he had yelled back at a team. That would not have been a contract that detrimental. And as a matter of fact, they don't get those kind. I saw that whole story. Those contracts don't get voided. Name the last time that you saw a player, his contract get voided because of conduct detrimental, because he argued back with a coach on the sideline. Like, name the last time somebody's contract got voided for having an argument.
No. It looks like this all originated from, possibly from a Ben Kurt tweet.
It was Kirk's whole thing, and every NFL player came out and crapped all over it.
He quote tweeted a podcast clip from Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson talked about he wasn't going to waive his injury guarantee and he was going to keep playing.
That may have been an issue.
Yeah, they're trying to get him to do that.
Yep. They were trying to get him. Listen, apparently, well, I don't know. It's all this is rumor.
Kirk Benkert's a former NFL backup.
You don't pay a guy, or you don't take an 85 million. It's double. The highest cap hit so far in the NFL was 40 million. This is 85. You don't take that kind of cap hit unless you just want that guy out of the building. And after Sean Payton, apparently Sean Payton has the power. And after Sean Payton said, it's had to be Sean Payton say, we just need to get rid of him. We just got to get him out of here.
Oh, they are releasing him after the start of the league year, so they have to pay him the $39 million.
Yep.
Why would they do that? Why would they wait that long?
Yes. I don't.
Why wouldn't they do it before
March 12th? So they can split
it
over 2 years. They have to. They have to split it up over 2 years. You're not taking an $85 million hit this year. You have to split it up over the 2 years. It's got to be Sean Payton just said, we got to get him out of the building. That's it. I mean,
it's not the first time we've seen this before. Like, we've seen guys get paid to go away. I mean, we saw a coach do it. Jimbo Fisher. I remember the Steve Francis deal where he got paid to go away by the Portland Trailblazers.
But the NFL's never done this.
The NFL to have that. No, because it's too. I mean, I was trying to look at their cap, Denver's cap, and I realized, okay, they're going to have to cut a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys they're going to have to let walk via free agency. There's cap casualties there. This is a reset mechanism. And because of the reset mechanism, one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to be desperate for a quarterback, or they're not. And they're going to just say, we may suck this year.
So on the show before ours, that was the question was, do you just tank now? Get rid of Cortland Sutton. Get rid of Jerry Jeudy. Get rid of
I don't think you tank. I think you clear out your cap space. You take your hit this year. You prepare for next year to take your hits.
And then you got another
and
hit
this,
next
this
year.
This is a year where you need to see which young guy, who's going to be part of your core moving forward. But you hate it if you're Sean Payton and this is going to be year three and you're doing this in year three. That isn't what it was supposed to look like. But he's got so much money guaranteed.
This is only his second year.
Oh, no, that's right. It's his second year. That's right. Yeah, it's only year two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be the first time.
But it might be another year of it, too. It might not be just this year.
Oh, no. But here's the deal. He's got a long contract, though.
But you can get your quarterback this year. You can get you know what? What you did moving up to nine is about what you do.
They don't have that quarterback. They only have six draft picks, though. So Bronco fans, when I did that, a lot of them talked about, and I knew this because I looked at her already, you may have to give up a future second for that to move up. I might be willing to do it if I think J.J. McCarthy could run that offense. I might be willing to do it. Greg Cosell made a point that he thinks Bo Nix would be great in his offense, and that's a guy you could get in the second round.
Wow!
I don't think Bo gets drafted in the first.
To me, that's like the Missouri quarterback that they had, Drew Locke. I mean, I've already got that comp
for another quarterback in this draft.
I know you do, Drake May. I know, but you know what? Bo Nix has got a chance to be Drew Locke as well.
He wishes he had that much swag. He doesn't.
I was
on the floor with Bo Nix. Not a swaggy guy.
No.
Not a big arm. I was a little disappointed, honestly. I dropped him down into the second round grade. I started high on him.
What about J.J. McCarthy?
I bumped him up into a late first grade.
See, that's the guy I would think didn't have as much
he's
arm.
He's kind of, as one team said, he's kind of a meathead, but not in a bad way. He's just like kind of a bro. He was running down the field, and he did the – did you see he was super excited for Xavier Worthy. He ran down the field after Worthy's thing, was dapping him up. So did Caleb Williams. But McCarthy is a guy who I think teammates are going to love. He's really into the fellas. That's kind of how he is. But he's got some Instagram to him. He's not afraid to sit down and watch people celebrate a championship and have somebody take it. Hey, get this picture. I'm going to show people that I'm locked in on next year. He did that when they lost to TCU.
I'm sure you said that about J.J. Watt as well. Let me work out after practice so everybody can see me.
No, J.J. had some Instagram.
We all said that about J.J. Watt.
Had some Instagram in him, but it didn't make him not a great player.
No.
But he had some, you know, when people say he knew where the cameras was, that's fine.
That's right.
That's fine as long as you play.
Well, you're saying and I think like JJ, it's a bad thing.
I think JJ will. I think he wants to play. I want to see if he's as good as Sean Payton. You don't have to be the greatest quarterback to succeed in Sean Payton's offense. No. That's my point.
All right. I want to talk right now about Houston Safe and Lock. And it's Safe and Lock, okay? So we've talked to you about the American Security safes. Okay, you need a safe. If you've got a gun at home, you've got to get a safe, okay? If you've got expensive jewelry at home, get a safe. You don't have to bolt it to the floor. Just make sure, especially with the gun, just make sure that it's locked up so nobody can hurt themselves. That's what you want in your home. So get that. And your safes can start as low as, $600. I mean, to save your family, $600 is a great, great price. Now, the lock thing as well. Do you have to change your locks at your house? You have some kind of a problem where you have to change your locks. You know what? You can do that. Houston Safe and Lock will come. They will change all your locks, and it'll make it so that it's safe for you to go home and feel like you're safe at home. How about your business? Do you have multiple doors at your business? Do you need key cards, fobs, PIN codes? How about smart device credentials where on your phone you can open your doors? And all of this is monitored so you know who is coming in and out every single time. Derek DeSola is an expert at all this. He's the owner of Houston Safe and Lock, two locations, Westheimer and the Beltway, and I-10 and Wirt. Or I-10 Award. Go to the one that's closest to you. Talk to him about getting this done. Or you can do it all online with him at 975safe.com. You want to talk to Derek? 713-522-5555. You need locks. You need safes. This is the place to go. It's Derek DeSola, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 752 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Gilbert is here. We went to Gilbert yesterday, but he was sleeping, right?
Oddly enough, yes.
Odds that Gilbert is awake right now at this point.
It's been almost 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. But he'll be here.
He's not going to be here.
And what are the odds that he mentions a certain person's name?
Well, we'll see. I think very, very good.
Yes. What's up, Gilbert? Gilbert, are you there?
To be fair, I would not be awake for this.
No, moment. I wouldn't be either. I mean, anybody who's listening to us for the last half hour is asleep.
Do you think he had enough? So yesterday, the big people who had been waiting for a Pistol Pete versus Caitlin Clark battle, yesterday was a huge day for those people who had been waiting for that. Do you think Gilbert had an opinion on that? Gilbert knows who Pistol Pete is. Gilbert? That's that. No, that's called, what's it called when you do, that you use CPAP machine for? It's called a... Not asphyxiation.
No, not asphyxiation.
What's it called, Dell, when you snore so bad that you almost have a heart attack and sometimes do have a heart attack?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
What do you have your CPAP for, John? What's the name of it?
Sleep apnea.
Apnea.
Yeah.
Gilbert 100% has sleep apnea.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
Yep.
Gilbert! Why am I waking him up?
Why?
Just put him on. What am I doing?
Put him on hold. What's wrong with you?
It's like calling Beetlejuice three times.
What's wrong with you? All right. Let's get Keith in here. Hey, Keith.
Guys, love the show. Obviously, the Broncos have a need at quarterback. They haven't made the playoffs, I believe, since they won the Super Bowl. Hey, Lance, do you think there'd be a draft comp to Paxton Lynch this season, the quarterback the Broncos drafted, maybe 7-8 years ago? Do you think there could be a high-round Paxton Lynch type that just never lives up and plays for, XFL, CFL, USFL, everybody? Do you think there's a Paxton Lynch out there?
Paxton Lynch fell off.
Who's looking for a Paxton Lynch?
Yeah, why are you looking for a Paxton? You know why? Because Keith wants to be able to track the transactions for an for a UFL quarterback now. Keith's always looking for the next generation of guys who wash out of the league so they can be street free agents. Keith is known as a street free agent guy.
It's like an NBA player an NBA fan going, hey, is there a comp for Anthony Bennett out there? Why am I looking for the next Anthony Bennett?
Paxton Lynch apparently was just, teams really thought he was problems. I could tell you some of the stuff off the air, but
there's a comp for Paxton Lynch. It's Brock Osweiler.
Oh, no, he was the perfect comp.
Yeah.
But that may not exist anymore. Oh, body type, everything about him.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, he's the perfect comp for...
I don't know. Not in this year's...
Do you see one...
Not in this year's draft. No, not really. I mean, I don't want to go personality, but no. Bo Nix, I mean, I don't know. I think he's better than that. No, I don't have one. Josh. I'm sorry. I also didn't expect.
Do you have a Josh Rosen in this group?
No. If there is, it'd be Caleb.
You think?
Yeah, if there is one.
Well, Josh fell to.
If you think that. I'm going to be honest. Caleb's starting to make me nervous. Well, some of the stuff he won't do. He's not doing anything. He won't take medical exams. And I get it. I had an agent say this, and it's true. Why, if you know you're locked to go one, why risk it with them finding something, with them finding anything? But it's kind of the rule. Like, you do that because they have to make sure you don't have heart issues and all that stuff. And it would also alert you. And, so at least hopefully Caleb is having his own medicals done so he knows if he's okay. But I don't know. His dad, I guess, really was digging around on equity stuff for his son. Like he's Lionel Messi or something. What are you doing? That's something that, that's something that Pat Mahomes could be digging in on. Caleb Williams? So apparently his dad was an issue when he was at Oklahoma and is again. That always concerns you a little bit.
Yeah, but some of that in the NFL. They just go, get the...
Did you hear that loser?
And usually it's in college.
Hold on. Did you hear that loser who Caleb Williams went up to the...
Oh, we've got the audio.
Can you play the audio?
All right, let's do it on the other side.
Freaking loser. Okay, on the other side, you're going to hear a total dork-ass loser asking a question.
Wow. That man just asked the question.
That man gets paid. No.
Dork-ass loser.
He's a dork-ass loser.
All right, we're going to do that on the
and
other side.
And that's not strong enough.
We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. It is the best goal. I mean, my wife heard the spot that I did. I did a spot last week in which I said, you know, you got to sell your wife on this thing, right? Do you want that backboard that's going to be you need that needs painting that's chipping away with the, that's a bent rim outside of your house? Do you know what that looks like? You know how that brings down the value of your home? You know how it brings down the curb appeal of your home? How about having the best looking goal that you could possibly have? When you go through the neighborhood and you see a Pro Dunk, you'll know it right away because the Pro Dunk goal is the best goal. And the kids, you know what you're going to also see? Kids playing on that goal in the driveway because that goal you can raise and lower and you can do it with a drill now. And drill it down, and the kids can play. It's so easy. It's so wonderful. It's the best goal, period. The installation is excellent. Exactly where you want it. They will cement it into the ground. It will be there forever. It will last forever. It's the best. You're looking for the best goal, Dad? You want the kids to play? You want Mom to be happy? ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.